Touch my butt. Touch my butt.
You want to touch my butt?
Touch your butt.
Touch my butt. Touch it.
Why?
Hold on.
Why?
Hold on. Just hold on. I have underwear on, right?
Yes. Why?
Just touch it.
Is it fake?
It's gotten bigger.
It's gotten bigger. You have a fat ass now. I mean, you've always had a fat ass, though.
Yeah, but now it's fatter. 3, 2, 1.
Hello!
Whoa!
Hello!
We have nothing planned.
We have
surprise!
Hello. Welcome. I'm sweating. I forgot how much.
See, no, don't even
hot
start.
It is being in your
Mac,
in your poor apartment.
It's freezing in here.
It's not that cold.
It's 69 degrees.
It is 70 degrees. You lied.
Okay, but you
he lied.
You either
he lied.
Let's
to
talk
me.
About you.
I just want everyone to know that Mike's a liar.
Let's talk about you.
Okay.
You complain that it's too cold in here constantly. Now it's too hot. The wine that's $300 isn't up to snuff for you. I came here.
I didn't even try.
I'm not done.
You never even
I'm not
brought
done.
Me the expensive
I'm not
wine,
done.
Actually.
I'm not
you forgot
done.
It.
Get
so
your
to
finger
it,
out of my
no,
face.
No, wait. We're fighting.
What? Sorry. So, we can't start like this.
We can't start like this.
Yeah, yes, we can.
Yes, we, ow. Start like this.
I miss
We've
you.
Been gone for
a time.
A bit, yeah.
Should we even
Shut
tell
the fuck
why?
Up. No.
Don't. What the fuck?
What?
You can't come in this hostile.
We need to be nice.
Yeah.
We gotta ease back in.
Wait, can we tell the beef? The beef between us?
The beef between us?
Because remember, we were like, we weren't friends. That's why we were.
Yeah.
That's
we were
why
fighting.
We were fighting.
We were very obviously fighting.
Because this is a fake friendship.
Yeah.
That's why, like, we can't break
We do
character.
This for money.
Obviously.
Yes, because I'm benefiting so much from you.
Yeah, you don't just come in here fucking complain about every fucking thing.
I don't complain about everything.
And now,
should we take this shot? I want alcohol in my system.
I was gonna introduce it, but sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay.
So I got these shots. That's me introducing it. So I got these shots. You said I asked you if you like peanut butter and jelly.
Mm-hmm.
So I made us some like.
This is like a peanut butter whiskey with like a strawberry thing or some shit.
Okay, it's peanut butter whiskey.
Okay.
With Chambord.
You know Chambord. I hate whiskey.
What else do you not like? What else do you not like here? Why don't you just tell me? Tell me what else you don't like.
I can handle whiskey. I'm starting to get into it. I'm starting to ease into
but it's
it.
Have you ever had peanut butter whiskey?
Yes.
Screwball. Okay, bitch has never been to an ice cream truck before, but cool. Smiling.
Yeah, I don't go to ice cream trucks.
Why?
We fly to Italy and eat gelato.
The thing is, you're
on
not
our
kidding.
Private jet.
Oh, that yeah, nice.
With our CIA agents, you know.
Your dad is a CIA agent. We can't. We're going too far.
We're
off.
Going too far. We're going too deep.
First off,
hello,
we haven't even said hi
hello.
Yet. No,
hi.
Take the shot.
Take a shot.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't want to talk to them. You know the rule is we should start every podcast with a shot because I don't know about you. When I go out and I need to be social, I need at least a few drinks.
Yeah.
I can't talk to nobody.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk to. Hold on.
Do I talk to people, Mike?
Not unless you're getting paid. I know. I know. I missed you, baby. Cheers.
Cheers. Bottoms up. Oh, yummy.
I know. I'm good at what I do.
Oh, yummy.
We got more. Do you know also?
That even tastes alcoholic.
This is, by the way, we'll get to you guys in a second. We got a Kiki, okay? We got...
Okay. The alcohol's I'm already feeling it.
He forgot that he's not just making a video. He's podcasting, so they don't see.
They don't see me at all. They can't even see me.
No, they can see you. They can't see pussy popping over there.
Oh.
These jokes you gotta remember.
I can't see myself.
You don't have to see yourself. For once, don't focus on the backhanded stuff. Just be here present with me in the fucking moment.
Okay.
Okay.
Is it recording?
If something goes back. If something goes wrong.
You'll tell me?
No. We just let it go wrong.
That's the problem.
Nobody fucking is messing for that reason. Jesus Christ. So let's catch up you and me before we catch up with the girls.
Okay.
How are
Do
you?
Do we need to catch up?
Kinda. Last time you invite me over because you can give me things now that you got a man cooking for you at home. Why don't you catch the people up on like you for a second?
He cooks. A lot happened. I mean,
why did we leave? Why did we leave, man?
Why did we what?
Why did we said we were going to be gone for like a month? Don't look at me on my belly. I'll talk about that in a minute.
What's going on?
I'll talk about that in a minute.
The bulge is bulging today. I just want to say.
We're back, Mac. We haven't been on for a while. We need the views.
I'm getting that one shot in my system and I'm starting to get feely. No.
We need the views. This is the thumbnail. Go ahead, go.
Well, hello, guys. Hi. Welcome back to Messy Pod. I guess we're going to explain why we've been gone. I mean, it's going to get sad if I explain what happened in my life.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, let's get sad.
I'll start if you want me
let's
to.
Let's get sad. No.
I did math.
No, you'll end it.
I did math.
Well, that was last year.
No, well, kind of, yeah. But it was on accident, by the way. Math. Isn't that funny that, like, you know, y'all know Mac uses that meme?
I've never tried math in my life.
I know, but I accidentally did. And then I had to, like, get my shit together a little bit because it was a whole thing. I'll explain another time. Not here.
Okay.
And Mac responds with,
Yeah, I did. I sent him the commercial. I was like, I think you need this. I think you need to see this again.
Yeah, so I had to get my shit
okay, so we took a hiatus. We said we're going to take a hiatus for Christmas, so we came back in January because we had to do an ad read, right? Yes. And then we said we're going to be back. We're going to be gone for like a month or two, and it ended up being like 6.5 months.
Yes.
A lot happened between Mike and I. We fought a lot. We cried. I'm joking out.
Okay.
There was no beef between us. It was just kind of personal shit that happened between me and her. Personal shit that happened and personal shit that happened with you that like kept on making us postpone it. It was like we were going through shit separately.
Yes.
And both of us were like, I don't think now is the time to even talk about bringing back the podcast.
No.
Well, long story short, I mean, the biggest thing that happened to me was my aunt unfortunately lost her battle with cancer. When was that? In March, I believe. This month has been a blur for me. Months have collided together. Days have collided together.
I thought
I climbed out of that feeling in the beginning of this year. Because I was like, ooh, new year, new me. Ooh, I'm going to try my best to be healthy and all that stuff.
Just
and then everything happened. Grief took hold of me very hard. I remember I called you. Mm-hmm. I called you crying, telling you, it was like, just check up on me. I don't know. I might spiral. I don't know what's going to happen.
You told me that here. And then I felt like a bad friend. Because I at the same time needed people to check up on me. So like I feel like I tried as best as I could to be there for you, but like I couldn't be there for anybody.
I get it.
We tried. We both tried. We were there for each other one night. Me and Mac are there for each other. Because we'll come over. We didn't speak.
Yeah, we barely talked.
We ate some pasta and watched a movie.
Dead ass.
And that was great. That was great.
It was refreshing being outside of my little pit that I was forming. Yeah. But yeah, my aunt died, and then I just got affected with a lot of grief. It's also been a weird year being a YouTuber, being a creator. There's this weird financial shift in everything right now. And it was just like a lot of stress. A lot of things were just happening all at once, basically.
Yeah.
But the main thing was my grief. That took me a second to get out of. Now I'm out. I'm here.
Yeah, that's completely Yeah, that's understandable.
I'm here. My aunt would be very pissed off of me if I just stopped my life for her like that.
Tell me about it. No, you're absolutely right. But you know what? You need to take care of you. On both of us. I needed to take care of me. You need to take care of you.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't even a conversation on... Faggot.
Do they know where they are?
No, because
like that was so rude.
The thing is, I know. Can you imagine? Do they? They could literally see the lights. Y'all can look in. They could look in and see. Oh my god, like, Mac and filming. Mike.
Yeah. Oh my god, they're back.
World renowned. No, they're obviously filming Messy the Return. How dare you? Know what? Let's do. Let's show my little dick and rev that engine. Because that's a faggot.
Yeah.
I'm gonna stop saying the F word because it's a little too much.
Little dicks.
Anyway, but no, that's you. I started doing bad things again and then accidentally did something that I didn't plan on or was tricked into doing. Long story. I don't want to really get into that. But like...
Another 45-minute video?
But here's the thing. 45 minutes is like the average adequate time now. So that joke is dead. When I come out with a 4-hour and 29-minute video and put 800 ads in that bitch, mama, then you could talk. But no, I basically, like, if everybody watches my channel, they saw, like, I did a few months sober. I left to New Jersey for, like, over a month.
Mm-hmm.
I came back, and, like, I stopped going out as much. Mm-hmm. I actually don't really drink as much. I have a video, actually. I don't know if this will be out. It'll be out by the time this comes out. I haven't done a heart-to-heart in a long time. I have a video calling out, letting everybody know about that my relationship even with alcohol has changed. Because for a while I thought like, I think I might have to go sober if I don't have myself under control. So I left to make sure I was. And thank God it wasn't to the point where I called my parents. I was like, not addicted to anything again. But I'm afraid because I did this, it triggered me. I just want to leave and make sure I'm still okay. So when I came back, I thought I was, and I was afraid that I would have to go completely sober because then I'm like, what am I going to do? My whole thing is alcohol. And at the end of the day, I could react and review alcohol and I don't really have to drink or I could change things. But alcohol is never my problem. It was drinking to the point.
Alcohol is never my problem, as we say, talking right across from a trove of sponsors. Alcohol bottles.
Sponsors.
A trove an entire of money. Palace. A shrine, girl.
Okay,
it's
a trove
shrine.
Of money.
A shrine's alcohol.
But
okay.
I'm not drinking it. It's in the house and I'm not drinking all that.
I'll drink
this,
it.
This, I know you will. You drink more than, this is the first thing I've actually probably, this is the first drink I've had in weeks. The last time I drank, I think it was on a YouTube video. I was like drinking by myself. And before that was like a birthday party around people I wanted to be around. Because I learned that I was so busy. I was going out all the time. It was right after the show. And I was flying to this place in this city to go to this job. So when y'all see me out to the point where I'm not only sleeping 4 hours a week, how do you think I'm doing that? You know what I mean? It just got to be too much. So now I only go out when I want to. I'm only around people I want to be around because, let's be honest, sometimes I'm blowing a line of cocaine because that's the only way I'm going to be able to talk to some of these fucking people. I don't like people. You know what I mean?
I feel that. You already know I don't like people. Yeah, so I like people.
No, you don't.
I like chill people. I don't like...
But you're not chill.
I am chill.
No, you act chill.
I'm a vibe. I can be a vibe.
No, you know what's annoying
about
you?
I can't be a vibe with shitty-ass music. If there's shitty-ass music playing and everyone's just talking to each other, I'm just going to sit there.
No, but your point, your taste in music is like, no, things that no one's ever heard of. So it's never going to play when it's out.
It's not club music.
You got to go to the places where those things
play. I got to go to like a lounge.
And those places aren't fun.
I can make them fun.
No, you can't because you sit there and don't talk.
Leave me alone.
No, but that's why, like, you know what? It's easy. I just had to adapt and change my life. I stay in, and now I don't have to drink to the point where I feel like I become another person and then am pressured to do things I don't want to do. So I got my shit in control, and now I'm back. So we both got better, baby. Hold my hand. And that's the last I'm going to...
What did I improve on, girl?
What?
I don't know what I improved on. I just came out of grief.
Yeah, emotional toughness. Well, when was the last time you ever lost somebody to at that level?
Never.
Exactly.
Basically never. Yeah.
See, one of my family members can die and I'll be fine tomorrow. Love you, mom and dad. I know y'all listen now. Y'all die.
Jesus.
Bitch. I'll be fine. I love you to death.
You know, it's like my first death of a very close family member, and it was it spiraled me for a bit.
Yep.
My mental health was definitely in question, but I was still pushing it. You know, I was still trying to make that money. You saw me out there in these streets.
Yeah, you tried.
I tried.
How'd that go? Tell me more about the sadness that was going on in your life.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I don't want to talk about sadness. I'm not talking about sadness anyway. Where'd you get that?
Amazon! You know what we need to do? We need to make an Amazon
wish list.
Is that how these bitches make money?
You know they don't make money. There's an
affiliate. Affiliate link.
Yeah, affiliate link.
I'm about to do that because everybody in my... And here's two reasons why. I'm going to be completely honest. The first one is every time I put something stupid like these little knickknacks in my videos, everyone's like, where'd you get it? Mom, Amazon. So I'll give you the link. But you know that if someone goes to Amazon from that link, whatever they buy while they're on Amazon, you get a percentage.
You get a percentage of it, yeah.
You know these YouTubers are doing that. That's why. So whenever you see like an influencer or YouTuber being like, go to my Amazon affiliate link. That's because anything you buy, whether it was that product or not, they're getting a cut up because they sent you there. You know how much money? I was talking to one of these YouTubers. Around Christmas time, my friend makes like $8,000.
Oh wow. Oh, ooh.
Listen, you piece of shit.
Oh my God.
Listen, you piece of shit. Okay.
Wow.
All right. So remember, so really, yeah. That
is a lot. That is a lot of money. That is a lot of money.
At all. Piece of shit. But isn't that wild?
That is wild. From just people buying shit. I mean, that's Christmas time, right? Amazon, Amazon-y. That's crazy.
So let's catch them up on some good things, though. What's something good that happened to you while, you know, we've been away, so we're not just all sad pieces of shit?
I'm thinking. Hold on. Hold on. It's coming.
You're fine.
It's going to come.
Okay. It's coming.
It's happening.
Oh, my God. It's coming. His idea. I'll put it back in. Oh.
Nothing. I don't know. Wait.
Oh, squeeze your muscles. Squeeze them. Squeeze. Clench.
I don't know. What good happened to me?
I don't know. Maybe your boyfriend moved in.
Oh. I forget how long it's been.
Mac, it's been so
long. It's been 6 months.
Yes.
6.5 months.
More.
Yes. My boyfriend moved in June. We've been living together for like 3 months now.
How's that been?
It's been okay. he has developed a little bit of a snore. I think he has sleep apnea, so it's been quite a ride.
Yeah, okay. So he snores.
But that's about it. That's the only part.
Would you ever sleep in a different room? I'm fine with that. Like, I want to actually talk about that. What do you think about couples or married or whatever that sleep in different rooms?
That's fine. I'll do that.
I'm all about that.
All about that base.
We should have three rooms. My room, their room, and our room from when we want to be together at night.
Mm-hmm.
Or like maybe you want to get up and go be alone.
I want to get like a 4-bedroom.
You know those people that are like, I can't sleep without them there. Bitch, get a pillow. What the fuck? Are you kidding me? I want my own fucking room. Get out.
Get out.
No, seriously.
Get out so I can watch YouTube.
Because you ever like spend share a bed with somebody and then you get sweaty.
Mm-hmm.
It's so hot.
Mm-hmm.
Or like you're cuddling and then they move and they're so cute and cuddly and asleep, but you can't move now. So you're like stuck. Fucking get off me.
Get off me.
I can't.
I just wake him up. I'm tired.
I don't know if this is necessarily a good thing.
What?
I got fatter. And I got hair. Touch it.
Yeah, you got hair. Your hair finally grew in.
Touch it. Yeah, since we've been gone.
Since we've been gone.
I literally got a full hair transplant.
When was the hair transplant? That was in?
March.
Oh, and that's why I didn't go. Okay. Yes. It's all making sense.
Yeah.
This year has been so weird for me.
I remember because right before we stopped, I was talking about it like every podcast.
Every, yeah.
And here we are, ladies and gents. Look at this. It's so big and fluffy right now. It's crazy. I can't wait to like style it and get it cut for real soon. It's wild. But my hair got bigger, but so did my body.
How do you feel?
Honestly, healthy.
Good.
You told me I looked healthy.
You look younger. That's what I was saying.
Do I?
Slightly.
I do need Botox. There's no Botox in my face right now.
You don't need Botox.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
It's a scam.
You're a scam.
It's a scam.
You're actually a scam. Mac does it. What do?
Be cute and cunt.
Okay. See? Here we have lying. So anyway. No, but that's another reason why I think I kind of spiraled a little bit, because I couldn't work out. I couldn't leave the couch. Then I fell into like depressive withdrawals. So like there was a moment where like I didn't leave the couch for like weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And in that time, I'm also like, well, I'm so sad. You know what I'm not going to do? Diet. Like food was the only thing that made me happy.
Mm-hmm.
So bitch, the food made me happy, but my bank account was pissed because I was spending like thousands of dollars on Postmates.
Postmates.
When the last video we made,
mm-hmm.
that was 190. No, I forgot, 190. Yes, 190. Amazing. 190.
Jesus.
Guess what I weigh right now?
220.
Wait. Okay. No.
210.
Nope.
214.
235.
235?
235.
Oh, wow.
Look at this. No padding, mama.
It's healthy. We're fans of big thighs here.
Don't touch me. Okay, touch me.
You have very, very pale thighs.
I'm very pale right now because I also don't go outside.
You haven't been fake tanning?
No. Like, I don't. You know what I did? Like, I can do the mic show. Right. someone called me a WeHo parody the other day.
What does that mean?
They were like, you can be a WeHo boy, but like you're not. They're like, you have the look, you play the part, but if you get to know you, you're just like a trash Jersey boy.
Yeah.
But like I'm in disguise. What I do is like I diet to the point where I want to throw up, and then I do a fake tan and the makeup and the personality. And I'm like undercover. But then you get to know me and I'm like You know what I mean?
You know the filth that you are.
They don't understand that. I just want to be a little meatball. I just want to be a little meatball. Because here, can we talk? No one fucking likes abs. No one gives a fuck about abs.
People like abs.
No, they don't. No, they don't. You like to look at abs.
Like to look at abs.
You like to look at abs.
Basically.
No one, when you're getting fucked, I don't want you to have abs.
Why not?
Because.
I've never had sex with someone with abs before, so I don't know. Oh. I'm not into abs. Look at me. Do you see me and think, oh, he's really into muscular man yes. with eight packs yes. and walk running down the beach, Zac yes. Efron's? No, yes. girl.
Well, as somebody who has hooked up with somebody with abs, as somebody who's had abs, as somebody who kind of still does in a weird way, it's like they're there, but like he.
Okay.
No, but like, guys, correct me in the comments. Like, most people, majority of people at least here that I talk to in my daily life.
What's wrong with fucking someone with abs, though?
It doesn't. It like. Ow. Like, you want them to have a little bit of a
Oh, so there's like tummy. There's no like there's no cushion. It's just
when you're fucking somebody that's a stick, like two sticks, two skinny people fucking, like mm-hmm. you're gonna start a fire.
True.
Okay.
True.
Like
true.
I don't think you understand. It's like sex with somebody with like nothing on their bones mm-hmm. is not as good.
Okay.
Like honestly, yeah,
I can imagine that.
I swear to God, sometimes I look like sometimes these boys, these little twinks out here, mm-hmm. Everybody's beautiful and fine. But some of them, the dicks they take, I don't know how they break. But why is it that the little skinny
little twinks, little twinks boys, have like 8-inch dicks,
giant dicks,
just slinging three legs?
Why
bitch?
Is that?
It's so weird.
Why is
that? I don't get it either. It's a spectacle.
Is it the thing of the? Is it like confidence? Like they grow up with that dick, and then they're like, I don't need to work out. I have this dick. You know? Like,
I think it's because they're so small, it makes their dicks look bigger than they actually are. I don't know.
Okay. I don't know about her.
What about her?
I don't know about her. Okay, dating. That's fun. I've been dating a little bit. Well, it's still talking to like somebody.
You have?
Yeah.
Who? Well, you don't tell me who, actually.
You know.
I know.
But I don't really talk about them a lot because they don't live here. I don't want to date somebody in Los Angeles. I'm gonna take a shot.
Okay, I can't relate. Who would not date someone in Los Angeles? That's crazy.
Me.
That's insane.
Who would
do that to themselves?
Me. I want my boyfriend.
I'm being sarcastic.
Oh.
My boyfriend is literally from wine country, Mike.
Oh, that's a few hours up. I'm talking, I want you on the other side of the country.
6 hours up. Okay.
I want you in fucking Jersey.
Why? You said stay away from me.
Yes. Stay. So you want to know why? Because if they come here, my friend's going to try to fuck them. Yes.
I feel that.
And I feel that.
Listen, I'm in a situation like that right now too. Everyone, there's a handful of people that are trying to fuck my boyfriend. I'm kind of like, where is this energy coming from?
Yeah, but
like
you,
suddenly he's around, and suddenly y'all want to hang out. Like, what happened?
Because when you get off the market, because men, gay or straight, are terrible. So when you get off the market, mm-hmm. then you become more attractive in their eyes because mm-hmm. now you're a challenge. See, you're in control. I'll fucking kill you. And I don't want to do that to my friends. And I don't think people here know that L.A. Mike is a fun little character of a cartoon. They don't know Jersey Mike. I'll kill you. I'll physically, and I don't want to be that person.
I love their sandwiches.
I've never heard that before. You're so original. No, but like, it's a thing. Because people here, like, listen, all types of relationships are fine. Monogamy, mm-hmm. open, everything in between. But there's like a current trend going on where people like to shit on monogamy. Like shit on mm-hmm. it. To the point where everyone here is so open that they completely disregard and disrespect it. To the point where like if there's a gay couple and they're like, oh, we're monogamous, no one cares. No one respects that. Not even their friends. They're still like, yeah, I can find. It's open season on that hole.
That's crazy.
Open season on that hole.
So it's like you're in a weird culture.
So you're part of that culture, faggot.
I have never clowned you for being monogamous. What do you mean?
Not you. Oh, no, not that. I mean, I thought you meant gay.
Okay.
No, but people do. Like, and I'm open for everything. I say I wish I could be open. I can't because I'm jealous.
You're jealous. You're jealous.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with, like, I mean, obviously there's a level of jealousy that's, like, bad.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, a little bit of jealousy, like, yeah. I want my man. Like, if someone's, like, touching up on me, I want my boyfriend to be like, don't touch my man. Get off. I'm like, yeah, get off.
Get off. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever you guys say in Jersey. Shall we do a segment?
I wasn't going to do segments because I was going to reintroduce what our podcast, because we're making some changes.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a segment and it's going to continue on.
Episode.
No, do it if you want to do it.
For the next episode. Yeah. I'll say for the next episode.
Because I wanted to, like, listen, this is our first time back in a minute.
Yeah.
So I wanted to catch up with the ladies.
Little catch up. We can do.
Let them know what's going to be happening because we have some things that are really changing. Mac, was it?
Matt, yeah.
Can I vape when we podcast now? We've tried to hide it a lot.
It's up to you. That, like, was your decision.
No, because I always thought, like, it would get us in trouble. And
I know. The policies keep on changing.
But here's the thing.
Every fucking where.
I just talked about doing meth.
True. Because there was... Because there was a point where you couldn't even, like, show yourself smoking or vaping or, like, smoking weed. And they were, like, they were literally, like, shutting down channels of people that were, like, weed smoke, like stoners.
Well, yeah, I'm
on
out.
YouTube. And now they're finally coming back because I guess the policies changed. I don't know.
But these are, like, hour-long things. And some, like, listen, I saw Tana and Trish, and Tana was hitting her vape.
It hit your vape.
I wanted to hit my vape. Because, like, we would have to pause, and, like, I would keep it out. It's better than Newports, guys. Let me keep one vice. Let me keep one thing.
Keep one vice.
Let me keep my thing.
You can't do meth anymore. You might as well.
Yeah. I was also telling Mac, you know that pleasure, that thing I told you where you shit out your face?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's stupid.
Well, I'm like, no, it wasn't.
Pleasure. Okay.
When you fuck up your nose so bad and then you blow it and then a huge fucking giant booger scab comes out is so satisfying. It also means that, like, you're burning a hole in your sinus. So, like, there is that. But other than that, it's a good old fucking time.
Okay, so what is this podcast doing? What's happening?
We're catching up with the girls.
Yeah, but I'm, like, you wanted to talk about what's going on. By the way,
I'm
going to
hate that I talked about this.
Yes.
I'm going to hate it.
I know.
But I have to let the girls know. No, I do, because, you know, the other shit, there's a lot more that I'm not talking about going on that people, you know. Anyway. Regardless, let the girls. So we have. Are we? What are we doing? Are we with people? Are we not with people? What are we doing?
I don't know. Are we with people? Are we not with people? What are we doing?
We're with people. You're the one with the money. You're the one with the funds, bitch.
So, for the
stop. People are gonna make that into a song. They're gonna make it into a song.
Great, and I'm gonna copyright it and get money. But, like, for yeah, we're gonna have a few people. Help us create this podcast, actually make it, like, a legit podcast for a bit, hopefully to grow with them, hopefully to reach new heights, do new things, maybe do live shows in the future.
Yeah. We have someone to produce this for us, so it's not so much work on us, so we can handle this.
We found some people to help put their hands on things and take our hands off of things, so maybe it'll be actually, like, more of a traditional sounding podcast.
Yes.
And whatever we both throw together,
we'll have a new, listen, there will be more, it'll still be like us doing our thing. Mm. But there will be a little pre-production that actually gets done.
Yeah,
we'll have a producer. We're gonna have a new character on the podcast, like behind the camera
person. We'll have segments.
Yes,
we'll be slightly more organized.
I'm still doing hookup time with Mike, but I'm changing it a little bit.
Yeah, we're going to change some things. Like,
let's talk about what we need from the girls, because that's why I wanted to do this first one, to catch up,
mm-hmm.
Get in touch with Dingleberries, mm-hmm. the Dingleberry girlies, and tell them what we need from them in order to do the segments. Because, for example, we got to get a hotline. We got to get a phone.
Yeah, we got to get a voicemail.
We're going to get a voicemail so you guys can call in, leave us voicemails. Excuse me. We're going to call in and get us voicemails so we can react if you guys have questions, mm-hmm. just want to talk to us and send us something to react to, and for the hookup time stories. Or you guys can just send me voice notes or video files if you're really fucking, like, dangerous. I could put it up on the TV. You know
don't
what I mean?
Tell them to send you videos. That's kind
of
dangerous.
No, not videos of sex. Please, I will not answer.
I don't
answer
know. Just videos of any kind. I don't know. I'm kind of nervous.
Making me nervous.
I mean, they'll be vetted. We'll have.
Why? Fucking Alaska and Willem have people send dick pics with every post. It's mandatory. They have to send a dick pic in order to review it, and they also react to the dick. Why don't we do that? Well, there's children. There's lots of kids. You bring kids, but they're girls. They're not sending dick pics. Do girls send, like, cooter pics? Is that, like, the big thing?
You're asking a gay man.
I know, but what do you think? Guess.
Do you think girls are sending pics, like, of vagina?
Like, are lesbians sending twat pics as much as the gays are, like, show me that hole, daddy?
No, definitely not.
What are they sending, though? Their feelings?
Sending notes app screenshots of rants. I don't know. they're sending U-Haul codes. No.
Like, how do lesbians sext?
How do lesbians sex?
We need to get a lesbian on here.
And we gotta find out how they sex.
But like a lesbian that sex, because I feel like our lesbian friends don't do that kind of, but I know there has to be a sector of lesbians that do. There has to be lesbians like, when I get home, I want you face down, ass up, twat open, and I'm gonna shove my fucking tongue in every fucking
orifice. Why twat?
Twat. What else am I gonna say? Quant?
No. Pussy?
Pussy, because I feel like gays say pussy, but I don't think lesbians say pussy.
You don't think lesbians say pussy?
No, because I feel like pussy's gay. Pussy.
Pussy is pretty straight, I think.
Vag.
Vag.
Vag. What do you, okay, lesbians, because I don't
you think lesbians say vag. You don't think lesbians
vag,
say pussy?
Twat.
Lesbians say pussy.
Quant. Pussy. Pussy. Pussy just sounds so gay.
Put it in my pussy.
I feel like gays ruined pussy for lesbians. I do. And I'm sorry. I'm publicly
apologizing. Gays ruin a lot of things for lesbians, right? Let's be honest.
What do you think about gays that like to call ass that's pussy ass when they pussy? Fuck it? And this is, no, be careful, because I tweeted this and this offends people. This gets those toxic masculinity men mad. I swear to God.
They like to call assholes pussies?
Yeah. Tell me to fuck your pussy, boy. Like, they like that. What do you think about that before I say anything?
I mean, to each their own. I don't really care about it.
But okay,
I don't say it.
If someone's fucking you.
But I've heard it in the porns. I've heard it on the OnlyFans.
Yes, but if someone's fucking you,
mm-hmm.
and someone
I doubt it.
And some if someone's fucking you and they say, "Oh yeah, I like that pussy." How do you feel?
I don't know. It depends. It depends how it feels. If I'm getting it hard, if I'm like into it, then maybe sure, yeah, you can call it a pussy. But if I'm like struggling and you say, "Oh yeah, I want that pussy," I'm like, shut it down. This ain't a pussy, girl, this asshole, and I'm hurting.
It's a butt. It's a butt. And maybe I guess like for the kink of it all, if you want, like if that's a big thing for you, maybe I just don't think I can, because also like my ass cannot do what a pussy does.
Mm-hmm.
A pussy, those things are wild. Those things can stretch and take things. My butt cries. My butt is sad. My butt is really loud and obnoxious.
My also, butt hurts.
Yeah. And people forget that, like, mentally, I'm, like, primarily a top. So, like, if anything's going on down there, I guess I'm bossy? Bossy?
Bossy? You're bratty? Yeah.
I'm a brat. Because, like, if you get to do that to me, I'm going to tell you if you're doing something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I will instruct you on exactly how to mm-hmm. do it my way, my terms, if way and ever. Like you get the like that. No one really gets to go there or do that ever. So if you get like the chance, good for you.
You get the golden ticket.
Yeah,
you must follow the instructions.
Yeah, good for you. And I've been getting, but you know, I'm trying. You know, I've gotten better. I've definitely gotten
you have
better.
Gotten better. Hell I've heard yeah. the stories.
What's the stories? What stories have you heard?
I don't know. Random things.
Uh-huh. People online think it because there's a whole like. People online think they find things about me, and I read the forums and I think they're so fucking funny.
The forums?
There's like forums of people that try to find my nudes, and it's like there's been some that like, oh yeah, cool, wow, you found that, and like, but majority are not me. Some are, but like majority aren't, and like I hear what they talk, and like they think they got me or are talking to me, and I'm like, girl, I'm not like good on you, but that wasn't me you're talking to.
Why is the internet so weird? Why are people trying to find your nudes?
Like, there's a plan.
Like, calm down. Like, go outside.
There's
you know?
There's
like,
a plan.
Go to Reddit and just go search up r/massive cock. And there you go. Dick pics galore. Have fun. Enjoy yourselves.
No, there's somebody with a plan. They literally were like, if you want to find Mike on Grindr or whatever dating app, they're like, go put your location to WeHo in this general area at these times. He seems to be on a lot, and then like they come up with plans to
men
get my nudes and then post them online.
Are weird.
They're exactly.
Men are weird.
Like if you want to see my butt, you just gotta watch our podcast. It's very easy, and it's always my butt.
I touched your butt for the first time. I feel like that was my first time touching your butt.
It was not the first time touching my butt. You've touched my butt on this podcast before.
A few times, yeah, I touched my butt a few times.
It's a good butt.
I'm so scarred from it. I kind of just like blank it out.
Yeah. So okay, you're still gonna do Gay Agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Is it gonna change at all? Or is it gonna still be the same thing? Because you've complained a lot about how sometimes Gay Agenda is hard and sad. Just like
yeah, I mean people. I complain when people try to send me gay agendas. It's always sad shit about the sad things that are happening and all that stuff. And it's like, I don't want, that's not what gay agenda means. It means it's spreading, girl. Okay. It means we're winning.
Yes.
So that's what the term means, girl.
You don't want to get like a mass.
Doesn't mean shit's getting banned left and right. I know that's happening, but that's not what gay agenda is. That's the anti of gay agenda.
So gay agenda, so we want positive gay
agenda. Positive. The gays are winning. The gays have taken over.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Not something sad.
Not something sad.
So if you guys want to send us stuff, please continue to. Mac will probably consider it, maybe if he reads an email. But feel free.
Just get notifications.
I read them.
And you read them.
Yeah.
Because most of them aren't even like for me.
Do you know that sometimes I tweet? So just to keep them like on their toes, like I'll tweet like a photo or like squeak.
Yeah.
And the comments are all, yeah, okay, Mike.
They know I don't touch those social. Hey, no, don't touch the socials, girl. I'm too busy.
Uh-huh.
I'm too busy on my own.
You guys know this. Our producer that's going to be coming on and doing us, doing this with us. I know. I told her, we were telling her that, like, you're going to become a character. And she goes, what, really? I'm like, you don't understand. We had a plastic tree.
Plastic tree.
Dolores. Queen of the lesbians.
Queen of lesbians.
She's fine, by the way. She's doing great. She adapts. She's queen of the lesbians. All plants are lesbians. Is there a plant in here? Mac, lean back. Yeah, look at that.
Is it still? Is it?
Look at that.
Frame?
There she is. Hey, Dolores. She's everywhere. She's still here. She's
everywhere.
Look at her. We should ask Dolores, what do you call a vagina?
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Wow. That's controversial.
I didn't think about that.
That is controversial.
I did not think about
that. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Anyway, so there's going to be that. Now, hookup time.
Mm-hmm.
I want to. I'm toying about changing it to cocktails with cocktails.
Cocktails with cocktails.
Cocktails with cocktails. Someone please make us get...
Cocktails with cocktails. But sometimes the tails won't have a cock.
What? Cocktails and cocktails. Two different spellings. We're going to talk about cock... We're going to have a cocktail talking about people's cocktails.
That's what I'm saying. But sometimes some people's tails won't have a cock.
Why not? Then I'm not reading them. What do you mean?
Wow.
Oh, lesbians.
Lesbians.
Or non-binary or trans
non-binary?
People.
Non-binary?
I'm so sorry.
You about to say non-binary?
I'm so sorry.
Non-binary. Non-binary.
I call them my beanie babies. My non-beanie babies. My little babies. I'm so sorry. I forgot that anything other than a gay man existed for 5 seconds.
Oh, my God.
I also like straight
still
people.
Call it cocktails with cocktails.
Cocked. No, okay. I also.
Anything can be a cock. A finger.
We gotta find that person who made our theme song.
The clitoris.
Balenano. Or if anyone out there can make us like jingles for our things, I want our segments to have jingles too.
Yeah.
Cause I like us singing it, but I want it like Gay Agenda with Mac has one. Gay Agenda with Mac.
And it's Hookup Time with Mike, yeah.
Hookup Time with Mike has one. We could use that, but I want one, I don't know. Cocktails with cocktails.
Ding. Okay.
I don't know, something funny, something silly like that, where like it's the same. It's literally hookup time, just while we're having a cocktail. That's it. I just want to, and I need you guys to send in a voice note, or if when we get a hotline, call it in and leave it like that, or something like that, because I feel like that'll be much easier for us to react to and be in the moment than me struggling to read.
But we love it. We love dyslexic Mike.
But it takes too long. It ends up becoming the whole podcast. Me struggling to read a paragraph.
But it's great. It's fun. It's fun time.
And you know what we'll even do?
Kiki.
We could adjust the to keep it like anonymous. We could make it like that like interview voice, like the deep tone. You know what I'm talking about? How they change people's voices on interviews.
Like
where you make it high pitch or deep tone. Like, that's fun. Like, let's do that. That's cute. I love it.
Yeah, maybe.
Like, that's your segment, my segment. And then, like, I just feel like it, I feel like that structure will be fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the one where we, you know, hopefully that we'll have advice from coming in from people, stuff like that. And then maybe, like, now that we have producers, a little guest every now and then to kiki.
Maybe.
I don't know if you guys have noticed, me and Mac, this is the closest to us pretending to have a set right now.
we're sitting in chairs. We should totally completely not even
mention chairs.
We're just sitting in little tiny chairs.
So here's the thing. I got these chairs on Amazon. They looked a lot bigger online.
They're literally on the floor.
They're literally on the floor.
We're literally on the floor. They're comfortable though. They're sturdy.
I know we look, but the thing is, we look huge. But I love that because they're like really nice material, comfy pink chairs, and there's just mm-hmm. these giant men.
These giant men.
These giant two homos sitting in these chairs, just like kiki and like little
the
girl.
Mini tables, mini cocktails.
Yeah, because we have our own little cocktail table if we want to put like an alcohol on display. It's like, oh, it's cute because we are working on. I don't know if it's always gonna be here, or like this. It'll be.
I'll always be here.
Yeah, okay. You don't pay rent, bitch. We're like still working out the set idea. Either we're gonna have a set, or there might be a green screen behind us where things are like set up differently. We're gonna wait till the producers are here doing all that. Isn't that fun?
The producers, are they considered producers? What's happening?
They're producing our podcast. So true. I'm calling them whatever the fuck I want. You know, I'm excited to work with them too, and maybe hopefully they won't turn into a cocaine house. From hell.
A podcasting hype house from hell, according to The Verge.
Yes.
Yes, how is he? I haven't even searched up what he's doing specifically, that man.
I couldn't give less of a fuck about somebody who had cocaine and didn't even give me a bump. And at the time, I would have taken it. Now I can't.
Dead ass at the time he would have taken it. Also, dead ass. I'm surprised he didn't go to those parties. He was apparently throwing
all
the
fucking
time.
I wasn't
invited.
I
know.
I would have gone.
Like, what happened, Mike?
I would have gone 8-ball deep. Like,
like I saw in like TikToks and stuff. Black China was at like some of them. Sometimes, like I would see Black China's like TikTok or Instagram, and I'm like, that's the house we record our podcast at.
That's hysterical. That is hysterical.
I was like, Jesus Christ, what?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So. I mean, I was about to say, like, let us know in the comments some guests we should have. They're going to put, like, Jake Paul. Like, I'm like,
not Jake Paul.
That's what they're going to put, like, people in the comments. They always put people in the comments we can't
get. The cast of Smosh.
You could get Smosh, though.
I could get a couple people.
You lazy ass. Get Anthony.
Wow. I never met Anthony in my entire life.
Wow. So Smosh doesn't care about you.
Anthony just joined Smosh.
Just rejoined Smosh.
Yeah.
You piece of shit. How's that going? How's being on Smosh? How's being a Smosh?
Hey, that is. I guess that is a big update about me. I mean, it started last year, but it kind of became more of a bigger thing here.
Would you ever
here,
sign
this
on
year.
Like for like be a
They've always they tickle about the idea, but I know I think it's like a collective idea that they know they can't afford me. I enjoy doing it. I enjoy hanging out with them. I get a simple, it's a simple day rate whenever you film with Smosh. Anyone that films with Smosh, because they're like a legit, people don't know, they're like a legit company. They're a legit production company. So if you do anything with them, they have to pay you.
Okay, I have a question. Who's got the biggest, out of everyone you've met that is a part of Smosh, who's got the biggest metaphorical dick? They don't have to have a physical dick. I'm thinking metaphorical.
What do you mean metaphorical?
Like, who's got the biggest dick energy?
Who out of
everybody that works there, who's the big dick energy?
Big dick energy, probably Rachel. She's like their marketing and social manager.
I met her.
Yes.
At VidCon.
She is like the one person that will talk to you out of everyone. It's like talk to random people. Yeah, you met her.
It did. But do they know who Rachel is?
I don't think they know Rachel. I mean, if people are hardcore Smosh watchers, she's popped up a few times. She was on The Circle.
Oh,
she was on season like 3 of The Circle, I think, Rachel.
Okay.
And she also had like a show on the Travel Channel about ghost hunting. So she's been around.
Okay, work. I was supposed to be in Paris right now filming a TV show. For the first time in my life, guys, I was told no. And you want to know why?
For the first time?
No. You want to know why? Because I'm about to be you.
What?
They couldn't afford me. They really couldn't afford me. Why, when you do it, it's okay? Why, when you do it, it's okay?
Yes, when I do it, it's okay.
Yeah, they couldn't. It had to be all fresh faces.
Fresh faces.
Yes. Couldn't afford me, mama. That rate, $10,000 an episode minimum. Period.
Period.
Period. Period. I wasn't even on All of All Stars show and I got hella money. Oh, yeah. I was like, hell yeah.
But yeah, it's been fun filming with Smosh. My main reason why I like kind of signed on with the Smosh people is because I enjoy watching their videos. I watch their videos all the time. And also, I just wanted to get out of my fucking house.
You need to get out of your house.
I needed a reason to get out of my house. And that's what I literally told them. I was like, you just get me out of my house.
Let's do a thing.
Just put me on random shoots. And that's what they've been doing. I've been on random shoots. I'm going back in like a few weeks.
So. Well, let's. Okay. I know before we used to like almost not hang out so we could have things to talk about for the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Because I need a friend. I need friends now. I'm lonely. I am very lonely.
Get used to it.
What? No. What? No.
I was trying to be mean.
No. I know. I'm being serious. I'm lonely. You're like, lonely? I stopped hanging. I told you I changed a lot about my life this year. I don't go out. And when I do rarely. You, Aris, Courtney, maybe like one or two other people are like all, like my only friends. And I barely get to see you. I see Aris a lot because we work together. And like, mm-hmm. I go to events with Aris. That's when I go out. Aris has to be there because she is the one that will watch me, make sure I'm a good boy.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm getting anxiety and she could tell, she gets me out of there.
Oh.
But like, I know you would do the same. Courtney does the same thing for me. Courtney actually called it out. Courtney literally was with me one night and he saw how heavily people push things on me.
Mm-hmm.
And was like, Mike, I used to like look at you like, come on, dude, just don't. He goes, he literally took me, put me in an Uber and helped me leave. Because he was like, I did not know it was like that. Like everywhere you go, it's there. And mm-hmm. like people push it on you. And those are the friends I want in my life. So like, I want to
take you out.
Let's start doing things together.
Situations?
That we can, no, I don't even want to be in those situations. Let's start doing things together, you and me. Because I need a friend to do things with. So, like, let's do fun things that are different that we could talk about on the pod.
So, we have to be friends again?
Yes. We can go see a movie. We can go see a play. We can go travel somewhere.
I'll look at my schedule.
You're not doing anything. You don't do anything.
I do things
three things you've done in 2 weeks.
Smosh.
Name three non-business things.
He is booked and...
Name three non-business things you've done in the past few weeks.
Past few weeks?
Three things.
Three things?
Yes.
I went to Japan.
That was business.
That was business.
So three things you just like, oh yeah, I'm free. Let's go do this. Come on.
I saw a movie.
Okay. What movie?
Bottoms. Have you seen Bottoms? What? You haven't seen Bottoms?
What?
With Rachel Sennett?
What? Who? Who's Rachel?
Damn, you are out of the loop.
I don't leave here.
You better connect.
I don't go anywhere.
You better reroute, girl.
No.
I don't know what's wrong.
You guys
I thought
really...
I was separated.
I'm changed. When we left, I was skinny, WeHo boy, fucking party crazy Mike. And now I'm
shut and husky boy that just wants to cuddle and have a good meatball sandwich.
I turned into Fuzzy Lumpkins.
What the fuck? Okay.
Do you know who Fuzzy Lumpkins
is? No, it's Fuzzy Lumpkins.
You know Fuzzy Lumpkins?
Who's Fuzzy Lumpkins?
Get off my property.
What is that, South Park?
It's fucking Powerpuff Girls.
Oh. Oh.
Get off my property.
I haven't seen Powerpuff Girls in years.
You know, being an adult is realizing that Fuzzy Lumpkins was right the whole time. Like, honestly, get off his property.
Get off his property.
Get off my property.
Should we end this one?
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
Fuck it.
Yeah. So, yeah, we just wanted to update you guys. We're back. Every Wednesday. I'm going to write up like an official thing that we say at every podcast.
Okay. I used to.
Yeah, but you used to do all of it.
Yeah.
You want to do it again?
I don't remember it. I don't know. Where can people find you, Mike?
Everybody can find me at MikeMGTV.
You go fuck yourself.
I don't want to do that anymore.
Oh, wow.
No, everybody, I'm back.
Okay, fine.
I'm not the same person.
Okay, wow.
I'm rebranding. I'm nice now. I'm an adult. I'm daddy.
This is too much for me.
Everybody can find daddy at MikeMGTV.
Daddy.
Or on MTV. You fucking bitches.
And you can find me anywhere at Mac Does It. That is, fuck, am I doing this still?
MacDoes. IT.
But I used to spell something different.
Oh,
still
fuck,
doing
you
that?
I forgot.
Yeah, I forgot. Like, jeez. Shut the fuck up. You can find me anywhere Mac Does It. That is SOMEWHERE. SOMEWHERE.
You can find this
podcast anywhere we search Mets Potty Missiles YPOD on Twitter, on Instagram.
You can find us on TikTok at Messy Pod with Mac and Mike.
It's a really long fucking name. You can also email us your hookup times, your what the fucks, your gay Jennas, your
that's it. No.
We're not doing anything else.
I'm saying for now, let's just keep it at those two.
Okay.
Let's do those
two.
Audio files, guys. Audio files, video files. We will keep you anonymous always. Don't ever worry about that. There you go.
Or will we?
And openings. You want to send us some openings again? Remember people said us like, welcome to Messy.
Yeah, openings, all that stuff. MessyPod@gmail.com. That's MessyPod@gmail.com.
We might even have merch soon.
Oh, God.
Messy merch.
Why are you so excited? Calm down.
I missed you. I fucking fucking missed you. I missed you so much.
I'm having regrets.
Okay. So.
Anyways, that's it, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you have been douched.
Is that what you sound like? Oh, that's what you probably sound like when you had that enlarged prostate, right? You had an enlarged prostate.
Bye.
Want to talk about that next episode?
It was prostatitis.